Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says a new chapter for Syria can begin that's free of terrorism and suffering for its people. In a social media post on X on Sunday, Trudeau said the fall of the Assad dictatorship ends decades of brutal oppression. Syrian President Bashar Assad fled the country on Sunday and is now reported to be in Moscow, bringing to a dramatic close his nearly 14-year struggle to hold onto control as his country fragmented in a brutal civil war. The toppling of Assad comes after opposition forces entered the Syrian capital of Damascus, ending half a century of rule by his family. Trudeau said Canada is monitoring the transition closely, and he urged order, stability, and respect for human rights. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly said in her own statement on Sunday afternoon that Canada welcomes the end of the Assad regime and that it is an opportunity to rebuild a Syria where all citizens, regardless of ethnicity, religion or background, can live with dignity. We remain committed to holding the Assad regime accountable before the International Court of Justice for the torture and cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment and punishment of its own people, Joly added. Ottawa is urging Canadians to avoid all travel to Syria and to consider leaving the country if it's safe to do so. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre told a news conference on Sunday that Assad was a puppet for the tyrants of Tehran. He has carried out genocides against the Sunni people in his own country, and now he appears to have been toppled, Poilievre said in Ottawa. Poilievre said it's unknown who will replace Assad, adding it isn't Canada's fight and that he doesn't believe Canada should get involved. We should stand with our allies, including Israel, against the terrorists. We should focus on protecting our own country. Ottawa describes the security situation as volatile, and said the Damascus and Aleppo airports as well as some border crossings are closed. An updated travel advisory from the Canadian government warns people to avoid the Middle Eastern country due to what it calls ongoing armed conflict, terrorism, criminality, arbitrary detention, torture and forced disappearance. Canada has urged its citizens to leave Syria since November 2011, and its embassy in Damascus suspended its operations in 2012. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 8, 2024. With files from the Associated Press, the Canadian Press.